Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. This is Chase. How are you?
Hey, Chase. How are you doing? Okay.
Thank you.
Peter said you sent me an email. I didn't see no email.
Oh, you did not?
No.
Okay. I think it was sent it to you.
Wait. The only email I got from you guys is the one about filling out the
Yeah, that's the one we talked about.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. So the only thing I really want to do is I just want to take the old one down and put the new one up and leave it as it is. I didn't tell you, but I'm selling my business. Yeah, this thing here is for sale. You want to buy it?
Which one? Business?
Chase. Yeah, this business right here that we're working with, yes. It's for sale. I'm in the process of selling it. So all that extra stuff there, I'm going to let the new owner handle that. I'm just going to, whatever my site is messed up with, I just want that straightened out, new site up that you guys did, and then we're good.
Okay. So what about the discussion that we had yesterday?
About
the Google, the SEO.
No, I just want the old site down, this one up, and then that's it.
Okay. Because I've already sent them the information about it, but that's fine, I can cancel it.
The old site needs to just be replaced with the new site.
Okay. For that particular part, have you had a chance to look at the website that we have made the changes on?
No, I haven't. Since you said you was going to make those two or three changes.
It's been done.
Yes.
Can you check that?
That means, okay, hold on a second. Give me a minute. Okay, hold on. I don't see nothing in my inbox from you or Peter.
You want me to send you the website?
Yes.
Okay, let me do that.
This is a dummy website, or is it the real one?
It's the one that we are creating right now. We haven't replaced it with the new one, so I'm just sending you the link.
Okay. Thank you.
But what I was thinking is that even though if you go with the offer, because yesterday when we discussed, there was no plan that you were selling this business, even though you told me that after 10 days, you will be paying the half of the amount, and that's why I have secured the deal for you. And even though if you were trying to sell it, then still the new owner could basically pay you more. Let's just say that if you're paying me $2,500 for the services, you can basically charge him more because you can let him know that the marketing and things are going on and that could increase the value.
Okay, hold on. Hold on here. It just popped up.
Because yesterday when we have spoke...
Hold on one second. I'm trying to do three things here one time. And we're going to... Hold on, sir. Now it says I'm not even connected. Wait a minute. Something's wrong. My internet's going in and out, so just hold on, please. Be patient.
Okay.
Because it's coming up, then it does, then it disappears. Okay. No, this don't. I can't see anything. I don't see squat.
Peter, have just sent you a message with the link.
Okay, because this is all, I can't even understand this. Okay, let me go back, because this, I don't know what this is. It does say my name, but... All right, so this is the link that he sent me, and this one's not working right. The other one's always worked right. Well, maybe I'll click it again. We'll see what happens. Now it says you're not connected again. This is crazy. Maybe you need to send it.
Okay. Let me try it. Can you try the other link that was working? You said that the other link used to work. Can you open the same one?
Okay, hold on. Okay, that's a good idea. Okay. Yeah, this one might be one there. Oh, okay. All right. Now it says, this can't, you're not, yeah, it says the same thing as the other ones does.
I think then your internet is basically facing issues because the link is working for me, the new one and the old one perfectly fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, the rest of my internet works, I think, I'm sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the rest of my internet was working.
What error do you see?
What internet am I using?
No. What error do you see while opening up the link?
Okay. I'll tell you right now. It'll say it's a gray background, and it says, can't reach this page. And then it says na01.safelinks.protectionoutlook.com. And then, okay, I'll hit the refresh button. We'll see what that does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same thing. You're not connected. And the web just isn't the same without you. Some crap like that. I don't know, but nothing.
Okay. All right. So what browser are you opening up the link onto?
It says Outlook, Microsoft Edge, Outlook. That's what it says.
Okay. And is this the same browser that you used to open up Google, Safari, everything?
Yes.
Let's just see. Do you have Zoom?
You got to talk me through that.
Okay. Let's just do one thing. Because the link is opening up. I'm sure it's in your computer. That's why it's not opening up. Because I've just checked the link again, and it's been working. Can you try opening up Google.com and see if it's work?
Google.com?
Yeah.
And then what? Okay, hold on. Let me go up to open up a new window.
Yes, open up in the new window.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And then go to Google.com up top. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Google is up.
Google is open now, so which means your internet is working.
Yeah.
All right, let me send you a link for the Zoom. Peter is sending you right away. And try clicking on that and see if it works.
Wow.
Can you refresh your email?
Hold on. How you do that? How do you refresh your email?
All right. You're using Outlook? Is it Gmail or Outlook?
Regular Outlook. Outmail. Outlook mail, yeah.
All right.
Okay,
so,
I just got the link from Peter.
Okay.
You want me to click on it?
Yeah, click on that.
Okay, something about the Zoom.
Yes. Let's
see here. Always on. Launch meeting?
Yeah, launch meeting.
Okay. Oh, it comes up again. I guess you have to hit it more than once. Here, let me put in some speakers. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. It's connecting, it says. All right. I guess I'm here.
All right. So, Peter, can you check if he's here? So once you click on the launch meeting, what have you done the next part?
I don't know. I'm looking at myself.
Okay. So... does it say, like, join from the link or join from the computer?
Join with video, join without video.
Yeah. Just do it, join with video.
I'm on it now.
And what do you see now? You see yourself apart from that? What do you see?
Just that's it.
Okay. So you have clicked on the link, and then you clicked on join meeting, right?
Yes.
And then it asks you joined with video or joined without the video.
Correct.
Okay, and you have already clicked it, join with video. And you will see one more option of join as well.
No, I don't see anything else.
Okay. Can you close and click the link again?
Close it?
Yeah, close it and then just click the link again.
Okay.
Once you click on the launch meeting, at the downside, you will see it join from the browser.
Okay, so it says launch meeting. Click that?
Yeah, click that, and then down below you will see join from browser. It will give you the option.
Okay. All right. Okay, join meeting, I guess.
Yes.
Back again, same thing.
So back again, same thing, nothing else?
Nothing else.
All right, let's just try another thing. Can you go to a new page on the browser?
So get rid of Google?
Yeah, just go to Google.
Oh, go to Google. Okay.
Yeah, go to Google and then type AnyDesk.
Any what?
AnyDesk.
Desk, D-E-S-K?
Yeah, D-E-S-K. Once you type that, open up the first link that says AnyDesk.com. You see it?
It says try now for free remote access anywhere. And then it says AnyDesk remote desk software, get results. And then find AnyDesk.
So you have typed remote. In AnyDesk, and then you see the website, AnyDesk.com. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that. Once you click on it,
okay.
You will see two options, order now and download now. Once the website opens up, you will see download now and order now at the center.
Okay, hold on. Can we stop? Because I'm confused. Does this have to do with me looking at my website?
Yes, that's how you have to basically see the website, what changes which you have done.
You can't just click over the link like you guys been doing?
Actually, we tried to basically go ahead and get it done, but that was not working out for you. So I think there might be a security problem from your side or maybe something like that because the link is opening up at our site.
Okay, hold on. Let me try this again here. Let me
And what I'm trying to do is that I'm just trying to basically install an application by which you could see my screen and I could show you your website.
Okay, it just popped up. Can you believe this?
That's what I was saying, but because the problem was at your side. But that's fine. I'm glad that it's working now. All right,
it just popped up.
see all the changes that you have told me yesterday. There were four changes. Remove the plus 6-2. You will. You can see the website, I think.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, order request services. Which one did you do? Oh, you did that one. Okay. The cartoon wouldn't work too well, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good, I guess. All right, and then what was the other one? To get the quote. Okay. I don't know what was wrong with the damn thing. Okay.
Do you see, like, yes, we will come for one? Do you see that?
Where's that at? That's what I'm looking for now after this. Yes, I don't email, phone.
On the link, are you checking the website that we were looking at it yesterday?
I'm looking at the home page right now.
Yeah, so you see prisoner transportation services.
Oh, yes, we will come for one. Yes, exactly. Really nice. Really nice. Yes, yes, yes. I like that. I like the way it vibrates. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Hold on. What was I think that was it, right?
Yeah, that was it. And then you told me to remove the plus 6-2 at the very bottom of the page. And
right.
You told me that no crash handling is coming 99%. It should be 100%. That's also been done.
Yes. Yes, it has.
And you told me to... that's all on the homepage if you go to transportation. You told me to remove the dummy text where the 5-star service and secure and fast, the lorem ipsum wording, that's also been removed.
Yes, yes, okay.
All right, now let's just go to request services. You told me to go to request services.
Right.
And there's an officer talking on the phone. The picture.
Correct. That's one of the pictures I gave you, right?
Exactly. That's what we used. And then we have put the asterisk on all the information. You can see that.
Yes, I did. Yes.
All right. Now, if you go to the get a quote at that page.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Now, on this one, they're just basically adding up the two options, which will be coming up, air court and ground court, and that's pretty much it.
Yes.
All right. As a matter of fact, that's the changes which you have requested, which has been done now. And now after this, one more change that you told me that if you go at the very bottom, then the email is also being changed because that was coming up at info@demolink.com. So that's also being changed.
Right. So you guys have changed it to, like, james@californiaprisonertransit.com, I mean, or Gmail, or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, that will be done. That will be done eventually because the process is not over yet. It needs to be live and everything about it. And now, as the changes are being done, let's just discuss about what we have talked about yesterday because without the liquid responsiveness and the Google profiling, of course, it's something that's been mandatory by Google to go ahead and get it done. And I've already forwarded the request yesterday to get the amount, to get the discount secured for you.
Okay, hold on. Stop. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
My site that's up there now, I don't know Google. I went through GoDaddy. I think
it's
one of, I don't know. Okay, well, hold on. Let me think which one's which. Google is the one that puts it out, right?
Yes.
GoDaddy is the one that makes it, like you guys. You guys and GoDaddy are the same, right?
Right.
Yes. Okay. So I went through GoDaddy to put it up. So GoDaddy talks to Google to put it on the site. Is that how that works?
That's how it works, because Google is everything. Without Google, we cannot do anything. So the approval needs
right,
to be
right,
there.
Right, right, right. Okay, okay, and okay. I'm learning a little bit here on that that whole monopoly thing that got going on. Okay. So GoDaddy and you are the same. So I pay. You know, now that you had me thinking yesterday, I paid money to GoDaddy. For is that the one I pay for the domain and all that stuff?
Let me explain you on that part. GoDaddy is something that you have paid for your domain only. And Orbit Design Agency is something that has created your website. So there are two different things that you're talking about.
But doesn't okay. So I'm paying GoDaddy for the domain.
Yes.
Name.
You're paying,
okay.
And you're paying.
I will always then pay for the domain name with GoDaddy. GoDaddy
exactly.
Will always be there, okay, because of the domain name. Okay.
Right.
So they got control of the domain name.
Exactly.
Google has control of putting it out, and GoDaddy does also web design like you do.
Similarly, yes, we can say that.
Okay, so they're charging me monthly for something. I thought about this yesterday after our conversation, and I'm like, well, something's got to go, because if you're doing the replacement for GoDaddy, then why am I paying GoDaddy?
Exactly.
Now, I did not know about the domain name thingamajiggy. Okay. So I pay for that.
Yeah,
but
you're just paying for that part.
I'm just paying that part.
Yeah, for the domain part. That's what you're paying, and that's what they charge monthly.
But they also put the website to Google so Google can put it out there.
Right, but Google charges a separate fee, because Google is not only working, or it's not one scenario for you. It's for every website, even though our website was being published by Google, because they verify, they check everything, because at the end, people will be searching your business on Google.
They've been doing it anyway, right?
Exactly.
Five years ago.
Right.
Okay, so that hasn't changed.
But now, as the website has been changed, so they need to re-verify everything one more time.
The website's been changed.
The design, the things, that has been changed. That's what I'm saying. It's a revamp done to your website.
Yeah, so they call that a change, something to be changed?
Exactly, because
A revamp is a change.
It's a change, right. Because you can see that right now your website looks more professional than before.
Oh, shoot. I just noticed something. On the bottom where it says get in touch, you got my personal email there. Absolutely not. No, sir.
Okay. That's fine. It's not live yet. Nobody can see it apart from you and me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Gosh. Woo.
So you let me know what email you would like to put over there, and I'll replace it for you.
The CA prisoner transit at gmail.com.
Okay, I'll replace that. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. Lord. Woo!
Don't worry. It's not being live yet. That's why we never work on the live website. That's one of the part.
Good God. Hold on. Now I have to just slow down and pay attention.
Exactly.
Okay, so, man, is that on everyone? Which one is that? Contact us? hold on. Let me scroll that again. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, yes. Okay, all right, hold on. Let me start at the home. Hold on. Okay, we'll come for one. Thank you very much. I like that. Okay, yeah, okay. Fantastic. Okay, oh, man, okay. Regulations, protection answer. Okay, I didn't even read any of that, but I am now. Hold on a minute here. Well, I mean, it's the same. You guys just copy what I had already. I just want to go and make sure nobody's personal information. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Yes, sir. Okay. So, anyway, so as I was saying, I thought you guys, I don't know. I don't know. So let me ask you this. Do you guys have anything to do with the domain names? No, huh?
Of course, no.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to continuously be paying Google no matter what. Well, until I sell this thing. Okay.
Exactly. And the best part is that right now I have given you the discount, but nobody knows that. You can still charge them more for the service because it's a very hard thing. And as a matter of fact, if you're selling the business, you can let the guys speak to me as well, and I can let them know that this thing has been done from this particular part so that they could have or they could basically pay you more for the business itself.
Okay. So, all right, here we go. All this stuff that, okay, can we, I forgot, I wanted to start from the beginning. I thought you guys would do this at first, but I guess I haven't heard anything. The $9.99, can you guys give me an invoice of what I paid for already? Okay.
Okay.
I need a written invoice thingamajiggy. And then give me the invoice for the $1,500 that you're requesting for right now, please.
Yeah, sure.
So that's two different invoices and two different things. And can we do that? Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because yesterday when we spoke, you have given us the authorization today. And for the $9.99, of course, the invoice has been already sent out to you before as well, but I'll just send it to you right away so that you could keep it in track. And I'll send you another $1,500 as well so that we are on the same page. And now once that invoice has been paid, and I think that the form that we have sent you yesterday, once you fill that out and send it back to us, we will simply going to go ahead and make your website go live. We will put a request to Google so that they can replace the existing website with the new one.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
And as a matter of fact, yesterday I told you that they will be using this card. You have verified me the number as well, but I think there was a bank hold. You might have received a message that they're trying to basically make the transaction. Have you received a message or something?
No, not yet.
Okay.
All right. So, let me. I guess I'll call this number again. Let me turn this off and disconnect this. So I'm going to call you back, man, in about an hour and a half. Because I got something important to do. But I'm going to call you back in an hour and a half.
All right. And meanwhile, should I go ahead and send you both the invoices?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Chase. Appreciate it.